Jasper Wirtschafter is a trans poet currently living in what he describes as the least terrible town in Indiana. He performed with F-Word Performers, a queer feminist art collective, for 4 years. His work has been published in Bateau Press, Black Napkin Press, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Jasper, what poems have you brought for us?
Snow Globe. Beautiful boy in dad glasses hands me cardamom cocoa. Blizzard outside. Windows fog with cozy heat. Under this quilt, goose feathers make it snow inside too. Boy makes malas. I curl into his flannel. This time last year I wanted to die. Now crows cackle circling overhead, trees naked and shivering. Clouds low make the world small, but boy's 250-square-foot apartment is plenty. It's December, and I have not left bed today. Everything I want within reach. We have enough eggs and beer to get us through the storm. Where I learned to play with fire. As a small child, Uncle Will taught me how to play with fire by handing me a giant flaming torch and telling me to run off and play. The torch was so heavy I had to cantilever my body against its weight. The flame lit up the whole winter solstice night. Years later, I found out this lesson was never really for us kids. It was for our parents, watching terrified in the doorway of the farmhouse, the kids giddy and swathed in fire. He gave us homemade torches not to teach us responsibility or whatever, but to teach our parents to calm down, that children are far less flammable than they look, and that sometimes you've got to let your kids burn some hair. Beatrice. My 87-year-old great-aunt Beatrice, master of backhanded compliments, tells me I need a haircut. It's probably the kindest thing she has ever said to me. It's the first time she calls me by my new name. She just realized my hair is too long for a boy's. I mean, I could have lectured her about hegemonic masculinity and queer anarcho-gender mutiny, that I do not so much want to become a man as I want to burn down masculinity from the inside. Instead, I took it as the closest Aunt Beatrice gets to acceptance. The clerk at the Office of Vital Statistics. The woman behind the counter wears a hospital corner smile. The clothes make the man, and I am never wearing the right clothes to be man enough in these moments. She reminds me she is only doing her job. But she is good at her job. Her job is death by 1,000 paper cuts. She shuffles paperwork and says her hands are tied. Free coffee, or can I be ethically consumed by capitalism? My office job has an endless pot of free coffee in the break room. The coffee pot maintenance falls to a tragedy of the commons. Who will be paid minimum wage to scrub away the white calcium hard water stains? Some study probably found caffeinated employees work harder, so now we have free coffee brewed by Christiana, who half jokes of Smirnoff breakfast. The HR manager brags about the free coffee during orientation. This is what job perks look like when you do not have health insurance. In capitalist office job, only the coffee is free.
You have been listening to the poems of Jasper Wirtschafter on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.